invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. It's so good to be here this morning. We just thank God for another day. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just bless you and magnify you for allowing us to see another day, Lord God. Father, we know that there's chaos and turmoil all around us, but we're just so grateful that you've allowed our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. Father, we know that because we're still here, you still have work for us to do. There's still an assignment, a plan, a purpose for our lives. There's still souls hanging in the balance that we need to tell about Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for another opportunity to break the bread of life, to share your gospel with your people, Lord God. We ask that you would just draw those right now who don't know you, Lord God. Father, those who are backslidden, Father, let them come back into the fold. Father, those that are on their beds of affliction, pour out your healing virtue on them this morning, Lord God. Father, all those who are turmoiled and going through times with legal battles, Father God, come in, Father God, and be our lawyer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you right now. You're a very present help in the time of trouble, and we just thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for always being there, Lord God. You're always there for us. Even though we don't deserve it, you keep on blessing us over and over again, Lord God. We just thank you right now. We lift up to you the bereaved families, Lord God, all over the land, Lord Jesus. People are leaving him at a high alarming rate, Lord God. We just pray that more of them are saved and set free, Lord God, that they know you, Jesus, that they don't spend eternity in hell. Father, we just come this morning humbly as we know how. Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to say, Lord God, but you know. Lead us by your spirit this morning. Take authority over these airwaves, Lord God. Let your word go forth with power and simplicity. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the owners of the radio station, Father God, all the technicians that make it possible, Lord God, all the men and women of God who preach, teach, and sing your gospel on this station, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this morning we're looking at Luke, the 18th chapter. And we're still dealing with faith. I love this faith because we must have faith. And our faith will be tested. So we have to trust in the Lord, no matter what it looks like around us and what it sounds like. No matter what the adversary is whispering in our ears. Huh? We have an advocate named Jesus that is fighting on our behalf. He's making intercessory for us right now at the right hand of the Father. So we're not alone. No matter what we go through, we're not alone. And there's so many men and women of God that are turning from the faith. But I come to tell you this morning, keep the faith. Keep the faith. No matter what's going on, just keep hold on. Die in the faith. Go to sleep in the faith. Don't give up. Don't give up, because the Lord says, will I find faith? Will the Son of Man find faith when he come back? And we're looking at Luke, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to read a few verses out of this right here. I'm going to read verse 1 through verse 8. And it reads as thus, and I'm reading out the King James Version. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came into him. She came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not, for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Amen. 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 And Jesus is giving them a parable about this widow woman. Huh? Jesus said, man ought to always pray. That is continual prayer. There's something about prayer that gets us through to the throne room of God. Prayer is our answer. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door. Prayer, we must always pray and faint not. Even though things seem like they're impossible. Huh? Nothing's impossible with God. All things are possible. Because when we pray, we're communicating with our Father in heaven in the name of Jesus. But we must come in the name of Jesus, because that's the only way we can come to God, in the name of Jesus. We must be in Christ. So that means we must be born again. So when we come to God, he don't see us. He see the blood that his Son shed. And we are made in right standing. Huh? We are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because of the price that Christ paid. He paid the price, for us to be reconciled back into the family of God. So we must come in the name of Jesus. We must come in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is telling him, hey, look, you must always pray. There's been some situations in my life that I thought they would never work out, that it was going to be a no-end situation, that was it. But when I prayed, and not only that, when we touch and agree and pray, that there's power in numbers, because one could put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's power in numbers. When we touch and agree, the Bible says that if two touch and agree on anything on this earth, it shall be done in heaven. So there's power in numbers when we agree in prayer. And we bombard heaven. Heaven gonna hear us and heaven gonna move. So man ought to always pray. In these times we're living in some perilous times. We're living in some perilous times, so we must stay before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy. Unmerited favor, grace, we don't deserve it. But because God is so good, and because of what Jesus did, the finished work on the cross, we are able to come boldly, because the veil in the temple was rent. So we don't need a priest to go to go in the Holy of Holies for us now to atone. But Christ has come and eradicated our sin, past, present, and future. When we are born again, when we trust and believe in him, when we receive him as our Lord and Savior, my Lord, he said that we ought to always pray and not to faint. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. I know it seems bleak, but just keep on trusting in the Lord. Yeah, don't faint. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. Don't give up. Just keep on pressing. Keep on pressing. And he said, there was in a city a judge which feared not God. This man was a Gentile. He didn't fear God. Neither regarded. He didn't have no respect for man. He didn't care about nobody. This is a selfish judge. Huh? He has power. He's sitting on the seat, but he don't care about nobody but himself. And there was a widow, a widow in the city. And she came unto him saying, avenge me of my adversary. This woman was being oppressed by the adversary. Huh? The enemy was oppressing her. We don't know exactly what the enemy was doing, but she was being oppressed. She was being unjustly treated. And so she came to the judge. She wanted the judge to protect her and defend her. Give me justice against my adversary. Huh? She was being wrongly treated. And the judge had the power to set it right. Protect me, judge. Defend me. And that's what we come to our righteous judge with. Huh? Protect me, defend me, give me justice against my adversary. Jesus is our advocate. He's fighting on our behalf. Huh? He's making intercessory for us. He's going before the Father for us. Huh? And he's keeping our adversary, the enemy, the devil, Satan, Slewfoot, Lucifer. Huh? He's warred against him on our behalf. Huh? He won't let him do but so much as a test to us to see if we're going to keep the faith. So we can't faint. Jesus is already fighting for us. We can't give up. We have to fight for ourselves. Huh? We have to use the authority that God has given us through Christ Jesus. In that name, we have authority. The enemy has power. Huh? He still has his power. He's using it for wicked and evil. He's doing all kind of perverted stuff, but he don't have no authority over us. We have authority in the name of Jesus, and we have power through the Holy Ghost working in us. The power of God in us, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost down on the inside of us so we can overcome the evil one. And for a time, he would not. So she steady going to this judge. This judge ain't paying her no attention. He blowing her off. My Lord. He blowing her off. She steady going. She continually. And that's why we must continue to petition heaven. We must continue to come before God. We must continue to pray. We must continue to cry. Huh? We must continue to fast. We must continue to touch and agree. Huh? You can't give up. You must be persistent because the enemy wants to wear us out. He wants us to give up. He wants us to faint. So he got us. But the devil is a lie. We ain't giving up. I don't care how dark it get. We there's a light that shines in us. That's the Holy Ghost. There's a light in us. And everywhere we go, and they wondering why, how you still can do what you do. And you're going through all of this. Huh? You got trouble on every end, but you're still standing. You're still preaching. You're still teaching. You're still witnessing. Huh? You're still giving your testimony. You're still going down on your knees, studying your word in the midst of it all. Because we are to continue. Huh? Continue. That's what faith is all about. Because we're walking. Huh? We're walking by faith. We can't see it. It's blind faith. We can't see it. We don't know, but we know who do know. So we trusting in him. We believing in him. We have faith in him that he will, but we must be persistent. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect of or consideration for man, I don't care nothing about God. I don't fear God. I don't reverence God. This is what this judge is saying. This unjust judge, huh? This selfish judge, this arrogant judge, this prideful judge sitting up there on that throne. Yet because this widow continued, she continued to bother him. She continued to come. I don't care how many times they say, no, you just keep on coming. You keep on praying. You keep on persevering. You keep on pressing your way through, huh? Because if you keep on knocking and you keep on asking and you keep on seeking, you're going to get what you're asking for. You're going to get what you're looking for. The door going to be open to you. And if you keep seeking, you're going to find it. But we got to be persistent. We can't give up. We can't give up. When we get to the end of our rope, we got to tie a knot in it and keep on hanging on. And it get rough sometimes. Right now, we got a pandemic, and these variants just keep coming. And they're going to keep coming. But that's just a sign that we need to draw near to the Lord. We need to seek him. We need to seek him because all this vaccines they're coming out with and everything, that and one will work for this and it don't work for that, and people are still getting it even though they've been vaccinated. And nothing against the vaccinations, to each their own. But I'm just saying we need to depend on God. We need to turn to God. Huh? God knows all. He created all so he can keep us if it's his will. And if it's not his will, we need to be in Christ. Huh? We need to be born again in Christ so we know where we'll spend eternity. It don't make sense to catch all this hell here on this earth because we're always fighting. We're in a storm, we're coming out of a storm, or we're going into a storm. There's always going to be storms until we close our eyes to go be with Jesus. Unless he cracks the sky before that time. We're going to always be fighting this adversary. We're going to always be going through. Always. So we have to put our trust in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. This widow continues to bother him. She ain't giving up. I will defend and protect and avenge her. You hear what he say? Yet because this widow continues to bother me, her prayer is being answered. Her persistence is paying off. Her faith is being manifested in what she's believing God for. Huh? What she's bombarding heaven for is being manifested in this unjust, prideful, selfish judge. But because she was persistent, and we can't pray one time and think that's it. No, we have to be persistent in our prayers. We have to keep crying out to God. And the way he answers us may not be what we wanted, but he will answer us. And even though it don't seem like it, and it don't feel like it, it don't look like it, it's working for our good. It's working for our good because he knows what's best for us. He knows, and his sovereign will shall be done. Because he's God, and he's God all by himself. He can do what he want, when he want, how he want, to whom he want, where he want to do it at. Because he is God. He is sovereign. He's omnipotent. He has all power. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing God. And he's omnipresent because he's everywhere at the same time. The enemy can't say that. Huh? So we serve a God that is able. Don't fear no little devil. No little demon, them little imps. Don't fear them. We have authority over them in the name of Jesus. And when we pray, we need to use the word of God. Use the word of God when we pray. Huh? Use the word. There's power in the word. There's life in the word. The judge said, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming. Or at the last, she come and rail on me or assault me or strangle me. He done been touched now because she's so persistent. He don't know what length she'll go to in order to get some help, to get some protection. That's faith. This woman has faith. She ain't giving up. And that's what we must have. We must have faith. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And I will just God defend and protect and avenge his elect. This is what the unjust judge said, now. God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night. Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? Absolutely not. The judge is saying, look, I don't reverence God. I don't have a relationship with God. I don't respect man. You know, I'm prideful, all this, but guess what? I'm finna protect this widow. I'm finna avenge her. And whoever's bothering her, I'm finna shut them down. I'm finna shut them down right now. I'm finna shut them down. And will God not defend and protect and avenge his elect? In other words, those who are in the body of Christ, those who have a relationship with the judge is saying, look, surely God will defend and protect his own. Huh? So this woman is steady coming to me. I must protect and avenge her. Huh? God's his chosen ones who cried to him day and night. You know, he ain't going to defer them. He ain't going to delay them. Huh? But he's going to help them. He's going to help them. So this judge is comparing himself, saying that, look, I know if God will take care of his own, I'm going to take care of this woman because she's my own, because she's steady coming to me. She's looking to me, so she's under my authority. She's under my rulership. So she's coming to me for help. And we have to be careful with the authority that we have in these places of authority. So, because we know that wickedness is in high places. And that's what this was. But by her persistence, huh? By her faith, she is wearing him out. And he has given her what she's asking for. So when we have positions of authority, we can't abuse it. And we can't look over and neglect those who come for us for help. Those who come for us for guidance. Huh? Those who come for us that are broken and weary and worn out. We must lead them to Christ, because he's the only one that can give them rest. He's the only one that can give them salvation. Huh? He's the only one that can save them. So we must lead them to Christ. And we can't abuse the power that we have, because there's so many that do abuse the power, because people coming to you, they're vulnerable. And when they share their heart with you, you can't let it be spilled out or share it with someone else or prey on them. We can't do that, because all positions of authority is given by God. And God gives us these positions so we can make a difference for the kingdom. And in the world system, they don't understand that, but they're being judged because of the way they handle authority, because of the way they treat the people that come to them looking for help. So you're going to have to give an account. So don't think just because you puffed up with pride today and doing what you want to do and treating people all kind of way that you're not going to have to give an account for it. You're going to have to give an account for it. Huh? Because if you did it to the least of them, you did it to God. If you did it to the least of them, Jesus said, you did it unto me. And that's going to be a price to pay. I promise you. I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. Yes, he will. God will defend his own. He will protect his own. He will avenge. I tell people all the time, don't put your mouth on men and women of God. I'm going to tell you like mama used to tell us, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. Because your words have power. And what you're speaking, you're going to have to give an account for every idle word. Every idle word, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. So what you're saying, you're going to have to give an account for it. And you can't put your mouth, because the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So you can't be saying all kind of stuff against the men and women of God, because judgment will come on you. You'll be dealt with. So you have to be real careful. If you do anything, pray for them. If they mistreated you, have done you wrong, pray for them. Take it to God, because they're only in that position because God put them there. So take it to the Lord. Bombard heaven, praying continually. Don't stop. Be persistent in your prayers. Be persistent in your prayers. And he said, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. God gonna protect his own. I promise you. God is gonna protect his own. So no matter what's going on, be not dismayed. God will make a way for you. He will protect you. Just like when Daniel went in the lion's den. They thought the lion was going to eat Daniel up. But Daniel had power in the realm of the spirit. He outranked them. He outranked them that caused him to be put in there. He outranked the king, all of them in the realm of the spirit. So them lions weren't going to touch Daniel. No, they probably would have ate up those who put him in there. And eventually they did. But they weren't going to touch Daniel, because God protects his own. God protects his own. And sometimes we might not understand how God give us that protection or how he answers our prayers. But we have to trust God. We have to trust God. We have to have faith and know that we know that we know that he's working everything out for our good, because we love him and we are the called according to his purpose. But you must be in Christ. You must be in Christ. You can't trust this world system. You can't trust the government system. I mean, we do what we have to do to live and survive, but we have to put our trust in God. We have to put our trust in God, because God is the only answer, and he's in control of everything. He's in control of everything. There's nothing that goes on without him knowing about it. So we think a lot of times that, you know, man, that just popped up. No, it ain't like that. God is in control of every situation. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Persistence in. Will he find faith? Will you be persistent in your faith in these times we're in right now? If we don't have faith, we lost. We must have faith. We must have faith, because that's the only way we're going to be able to stand. Put down, because everything, look around you. Everything is failing. Everything is failing. Just like I'm saying, they think they have a cure for this, or they think they have that. But guess what? When they look around again, you still get it. You know, so put your faith in the Lord. Let him find us in faith when he come back, if he don't call us home before then. Put your trust in the Lord. Be persistent. Keep on pressing. Keep on bombarding heaven. Don't stop. No matter how bleak and dark it gets, you know, no matter what they call you, keep trusting in the Lord. Keep trusting in the Lord. And I'm sure there's times when we want to give up, we want to throw in the towel, we tired, The enemy's wearing us out with all his tactics and all his foolery. But just keep on pressing. Keep on pushing. Don't give up. Be encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy.